The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Monday morning. Starting out on the 4th of March, it's the day before Super Tuesday. And some of you have the opportunity to go do early voting, and maybe you already have. Maybe you're going to wait till the big day and go. That would be tomorrow. And so here we are in Central Time, 1 minute after the hour of 7 o'clock, announcing at the Power Mall, which is affiliated with this show. It's how we keep the show on the air. We're doing a spring sale already. Now, why a spring sale? Well, maybe it's because Punxsutawney Phil, you know, said we're going to have an early spring. So we decided to celebrate that at the Power Mall and do a 10% off site-wide plus free shipping with orders over $250 and up. And, of course, we welcome all requests and delight in lifting you up in your requests to God in prayer. You go to thepowerhour.com, click on the community tab. And there it is, prayer request. You click on that and let us know, and we'll pray for you and put you in our prayer group. We have a big one. Let's see what else is going on. For those of you listening to us on TalkStreamLive.com, it's a great way to do it. You can download the app on your smartphone and listen to us through TalkStream Live. Great way to listen to us. And we get rated because of that. Everyone that logs on to TalkStream Live, we move up higher in the Power 50 rankings than we already are. And, of course, for those of you listening to us through a RIC satellite system, RICSatelliteUSA.com actually has a donated system to give away. Yeah. And if you want to win it, here's what you got to do. Email us at support@thepowerhour.com. Snail mail us at P.O. Box 14921 Springfield, Mo 65814. Mo, that's as in Missouri. And then you tell us why you'd like to win it. And then at a point in time down the road, Rick Kaler at RickSatelliteUSA.com, located in the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri, will pull the winning recipient. Make sure you include your name, address, and phone number, because he has to have a way to call you. If you don't include your contact info, guess what? Not going to happen. I know. Why don't have internet? Oh, grump and complain. Gosh, go to the library. Get online, email us at support@thepowerhour.com and, you know, handwrite your letter out and then type it in when you get to the library and log on. support@thepowerhour.com. Open up an email. I don't care how you get on there. I have the library clerk show you how to run it. You know, I wish we had a text button, but we don't. But there you have it. And so then you win that system, and, you know, it helps keep us on the air because it gives you an opportunity to listen. And for every $25 donation we get, you get a free vitamin regular toothpaste at no cost to you. Got to keep the momentum going for 2024 because this is a really mission-critical year for all of us. And, of course, Kervin and Janet, Vincent, Sandy, Rodney, Donnie, and Kevin all donated. And we appreciate that because it keeps us on the air. And, of course, if you're shopping at the Power Mall, if you have thepowermall.com on your internet and it's saved in your bookmarks, that's great. If you don't and all you have is a phone and you want to shop us at 8 a.m. Central, you can call 877-817-9829 and request the Power Mall catalog. And then you have it right there in your hot little hands. You can do that. So, once again, we appreciate you making a contribution. You can shop our partners tab as well. And if you do, at thepowerhour.com, click on the Partners tab. All those great people out there. Lion Energy, EMP Shield, OptiVita Hemp Products, Sauna Space, The Grow Network, McCanny Water Filters, MyPillow, Butterfly Essential Oils, Star Wars, Botanicals, Flag Connections, EMF Rocks. The list always is growing. Take 5 minutes to call or email and let us know so we get credit for your purchases. We also have a Substack page where we have both free and paid content available to our subscribers. The paid content consists of classic Joyce Riley interviews. Now, it takes a lot of time to create content like this, which is why we are offering it only to paid subscribers. Money earned via paid content helps to pay to keep us on the air, pays for broadcasting fees. All right. We also have a forum that you can participate in. If you have the internet, you go to thepowerhour.com and click on the community tab and then click on forum. And then you can share your thoughts and chat with other listeners about the show. Allegedly, Nicole McCaw is going to be joining us talking about the fentanyl from Mexico, and it's been tested to be lethal doses. There's other things going on, too, we're going to talk to you about. Moving on to world news here at 6 minutes after the hour. Got some information over the weekend from our friends up in Canada. Hey, directed energy weapons are now in the public domain and potentially used against the public. The weapon system, and I've included pictures, so those of you subscribing to our email blast can see them. What? You're not subscribing. You have to go to thepowerhour.com, click on the newsletter tab. It's free. Just sign up. Now, you could get it. If you have a smartphone, you can set up an email in your smartphone, and you can get all of this on your smartphone. That's not an excuse not to have this. Because when you see what this looks like, the first time I saw this, it said Moog military grade turret sonic sound system. Folks, I recognize what it is. I love this big words they give it. It's an LRAD. Long range acoustical device. And at least one person in every neighborhood should have one. And basically what that is it's these LRADs can extend up to 5 miles. Yeah, all your neighbors, everybody, the deer, everybody where the antelope play, yeah, they can all hear this 5 miles away in all directions. And you can warn the neighbors that we're being invaded by UN troops or whatever the case may be. I don't care. But, you know, the government's got them up in Canada. A weapon system was spotted trucking down the highway in Calgary, Alberta, just before the leap year, under the guise of the Calgary Police Service. Special ops forces were congregating at a church parking lot, and a tactical vehicle was parked across the street. So last August of 2022, a tactical armored vehicle was equipped with a sonic weapon system. That would be the LRAD. The LRAD has the ability to issue a warble. And it's annoying. It's like 130 dB in your ear. Then they have microwave weapons that can produce more than 100 megawatts of power, which is 150,000 times more powerful than the average household microwave. And these microwave and millimeter wave weapons can target broad areas like a group or a crowd of people. The laser weapon, meanwhile, is used for a specific target and has a lethal component. So in other words, they will zap you. All the energy will disappear from your body and you will drop dead in a heap on the ground. They've had this stuff for a long time, folks. The U.S. Army calls it Armageddon. ARMGDN is the acronym, but they call it Armageddon. It's the same thing. It's a millimeter wave weapon. And you point it at somebody, it looks like a cone, and boop, and they drop dead. They tested it. Directed energy weapons utilize lasers that are more powerful than microwaves and millimeter waves. Lasers can literally destroy or kill their target. With the so-called smart cities and 15-minute confinement zones, 5G beamforming at very high frequency will be deployed, similar to, because this 2.4 gigahertz microwave and 3.8 gigahertz microwave masses millimeter wave. You know, they're going to compete with this. The smart technology. Yeah. And they can put the 5G and everything with it into AI machines, drones, robots, self-driving autonomous vehicles, sensor and surveillance grid, widespread digitalization. The health of the people is the collateral damage, superseded by control and profit. Yeah, and we got pictures so you can see it. See what an LRAD. If you've never seen an LRAD, you can even go on eBay. Type in long-range acoustical device on eBay, and some people have them for sale. Now, it may not be the whole system. It might just be a used system, and maybe not all the components are there. You got to make sure before you go plunking down 10 or 15 grand for one of these things. Yeah, they're not cheap. Which is why our government can afford it, because they use our tax dollars to buy them. They used them in Pittsburgh for crowd control, for crying out loud. Pentagon chief is now saying if Ukraine is defeated, NATO will be at war with Russia. Oh, gee, you think, Lloyd Austin? Gee, now that you've gotten past your little prostate issue, now you're out there spewing warmongering messages. Yeah. See, Putin has already warned things could easily spiral toward nuclear war if NATO sends troops to Ukraine. Well, apparently Germany has unzipped flies of UK and France. German Chancellor Scholz has basically said British and French troops are part of the contingent in Ukraine. Yeah, they've been basically there to perform in the deployment of the Storm Shadow Scalp cruise missiles they have given to Ukraine, which have been deployed with devastating effect. Now, why Putin hasn't said, oh, looks like we got NATO members operating there and hit the magic button. Don't know yet. Maybe they want specific proof. We don't know yet. See, we're just relying on news reports to let us know that this is what's going on. The warmongers like Nikki Haley, Nimrata. Yeah. She won the Washington, D.C. primary last night. Are you surprised? I mean, D.C. wants her. Yeah, she's part of she's the queen of deep state. Queen of the swamp. That's the only area that she has won the primary in, by the way, that got, you know, better numbers than Trump. The first and only. It's the first time a woman has actually won a presidential primary. But it's in Washington, D.C. I mean, you got to expect that, right? A ship attacked by Yemen's Houthi rebels has sunk in the Red Sea. The first vessel to be fully destroyed. This is called the Rubimar. Comes as the shipping through the crucial waterway for cargo and energy shipments moving from Asia and the Middle East to Europe has been affected by the attacks. We also have an interesting video for all of those of you who want to watch what's going on in Brussels, Belgium. Provided to us off of Twitter by B. Gates is a psycho. I think we know who that is. Anyway, it's showing police officers in Brussels trying to fend off a whole roving horde of tractors protesting. And see, what they did was they brought a tractor pulling a tanker truck. And what do you think the tanker truck had in it? Yeah. I don't know whether they emptied somebody's septic tank or what they did. But whatever the case, you can watch a video of them spraying high-velocity manure all over police officers trying to keep the barricade and hold it into place. And they were getting sprayed with, you guess what? You guessed it. Liquid caca. Yeah. And we got a video so you can watch it. Yeah, they were having to run to get out of the way of the spray. They were spraying buildings. They were spraying all over the road so people couldn't get, you know, past it. You'd have to step in it. And then they started spraying the cops with it. Goodness. Oh, definitely getting the message across here. Eat this. Yeah. You've seen that in the back of bumper stickers with truck drivers that don't really care about how they're driving. Call 1-800-EAT-YOU-KNOW-WHAT. Yeah. Okay. I know it's Monday. 15 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m., we move on to You Snooze. That would be U.S. News, but I call it You Snooze because half of us don't even care. Some of us do. Some of us, like me, read in between the lines and understand that some of this is mainstream fed. Others is just kind of like a little bit of a conservative slant. And others just look at it as retardando. Yeah, that means slow. Yeah. Steve Baker. Know that name? He is an investigative reporter, works for Blaze Media. He's been working on investigating the holes in the narrative of what happened on J6. Mild-mannered, nice guy. And so after the power hour ended last Friday morning, Baker turned himself into the FBI. They told him he should come in shorts and flip-flops because it'd be easier to put him in an orange jumpsuit and ankle irons. And well, he fooled them. He wore a suit and tie. So I'm not going into showing up at the FBI with shorts and flip-flops so they could parade me around and do the perp walk. It's exactly what they did. Brought him in ankle cuffs and all that other garbage. Make him feel like a criminal. This is what they do, folks. It's called demonization. It's all part of the game. It happens to you. Don't feel bad. You know, I just, you know, do the happy dance in your ankle bracelets, you know. Say, this is what I think of your corporate system, Your Honor. Is your corporate system bonded, Your Honor? See, but what he does is he gets attorneys who play that game. He gets attorneys who know it's incorporated Article 1 court, but he gets attorneys anyway to go in there and play the game. So, you know, the reason he's being persecuted is because of the investigative work he's been doing. Yeah, he was at the Capitol, and he's been putting pieces together and was doing it before anybody else was putting them together. He's an excellent journalist, and that's why the FBI's after him. They arrested him, put him in handcuffs, without even telling him what he's charged with in advance. He could serve prison time. They're all misdemeanors, by the way. See, when the U.S. government can come after journalists, that's when you know the republic is crumbling. See, because if they go after Donald Trump, they'll go after us. People like you and me. And so as a result of what happened with Steve Baker and his FBI compelled surrender in Dallas over the weekend, and they did release him. I don't know what, you know, there were some restrictions, but whatever. Don't have a lot of respect for these courts. House Oversight Subcommittee Chairman Barry Loudermilk and House Speaker Mike Johnson just released 5,000 hours of CCTV footage of J6 protests. Notice the news reports call it protests. They don't call it an insurrection. No, because of where the release of the media came from. But it was right after Steve Baker was arrested. They released 5,000 hours of the cable footage of J6. Everything that they got in closed circuit TV. The release is but a trickle compared to the coming flood. More footage is expected to be released in the coming weeks. And it's at the direction of House Speaker Mike Johnson. Faces will not be blurred in the footage in the interest of getting the work completed as responsibly and efficiently as possible. They want everybody to be exposed. And of course, there's some other stuff that people have been paying, I don't know, somewhat of attention to. Weeks after uncovering various damning irregularities in the story told by and about U.S. Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn, Steve Baker confirmed in January on the basis of the footage that the so-called passerby who discovered the pipe bomb at the DNC happened to be a United States Capitol Police plainclothes officer. Isn't that amazing? Uh-huh. Okay, you believe it? Pipe bomb, really? Yeah, maybe it was a little PVC tube with both ends glued and somebody put a wristwatch on it or some other crazy garbage. screwed a little clock in or a meter to make it look like it was something, you know, nefarious. Yeah. Yeah, we quickly rushed it to the bomb squad where they detonated it. See, they'll say anything and the media will eat it up. Life, you know, to the media, it's one big manure pie and every day they take another bite. And, you know, if you're going to eat manure, what do you think you're feeding the public? Same thing you're eating. Goes in one end, comes out the other, right? Not to be outdone, a federal judge, Christopher Cooper, has ordered former CBS veteran investigative reporter Catherine Herridge in civil contempt of court for upholding journalistic ethics, not revealing her confidential source. Slapped her with an $800 a day fine until she divulges the information the court wants. And of course, the judge has to write an opinion. The court does not reach this result lightly. It recognizes the paramount importance of a free press in our society and the critical role that confidential sources play in the work of investigative journalists like Herridge. Yet the court also has its own role to play in upholding the law and safeguarding judicial authority. Fortunately, Cooper stayed the ruling for 30 days, giving Herridge ample time to appeal before she starts incurring the daily fines. This case stems from her tenure at Fox News. In 2017, she reported on a federal investigation into Chinese-American scientist Yanping Chen, whom the FBI once investigated over suspicions of Chinese military ties and whether she had lied on U.S. immigration forms. The FBI never charged Chen. In 2018, Chen sued the federal government, alleging government employees had leaked her information to Herridge in violation of the Privacy Act. Last year, Cooper ordered Herridge to reveal the sources of her information about Chen, but she refused, citing her First Amendment rights. And of course, Fox News condemned Cooper's ruling for the deeply chilling effect. But also remember, you know, last Friday morning, CNN was the only cable to broadcast news network that covered the story on TV for a mere 13 seconds. See, they've already demonized her. So let's not talk about it anymore. They'll forget. 30 days to wind down. She can appeal, do whatever we want. But you remember that she was the reporter, Herridge was, that spoke out about a potential Black Swan event later this year? Huh. Imagine that. CBS decides to terminate her employment because she was most recently covering allegations of the Biden family corruption and Hunter Biden saga. Yeah. Meanwhile, officials with the Biden administration appear to be bullying Fox News to retract its statements in reporting the latest corruption scheme involving Daddy Joe, who's a moving kind of slow at the junction, and the rest of the Biden family crime syndicate, allegedly. And Fox told White House officials to take a hike. Yeah. So much for freedom of the press, huh? The U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit, meanwhile, ruled that Larry Brock, who was convicted for a range of crimes related to J6 improperly, had additional charges of interference with administration of justice added on. The judge who wrote the court's opinion wrote the charge doesn't apply to a sentencing enhancement, however, and struck it down. This is the Court of Appeals struck it down. Patricia Millett was the judge who did that. She was appointed by Obama, concluded that any interference with Congress's certification of the 2020 electoral votes isn't tantamount to a sentencing enhancement. Apparently, these judges in the D.C. Circuit have been going out and enhancing the sentences of these individuals, adding years onto their sentences for what? The appeals court just reversed it. In the case of Larry Brock, which means a lot of other cases where these enhanced sentence guidelines were implemented, could get reversed. It could impact plea negotiations for future J6 defendants who are charged with the felony. Yeah. So you got to love that, right? Former President Trump and his two sons can borrow the money and can continue to conduct business in New York as they appeal Judge Sir Arthur Engoron, his civil fraud verdict. Although the judgment against the former president, which is over $450 million, will remain in effect, State Appellate Judge Anil Singh handed down a partial stay in the fraud verdict. blocking a several-year ban on business operations and applications for loans in New York. So the Trump lawyers haven't commented on whether they're going to try to get a loan, could allow the former president to borrow the money and post the full bond amount. This whole thing is a whitewash, folks. They are trying to break the president. The penalty is increasing by $112,000 a day because of interest, and it's already eclipsed $455 million over the weekend. And, of course, Trump was out gallivanting around, visiting the border, talking to Governor Greg Abbott. Yep. And so, you know, Sean Hannity jumps all over this. And Greg Abbott, Sean Hannity, and President Trump talking about it. And, of course, President Trump said that Abbott would be a good VP candidate. Oh, no. Yes, he's done a great job. Yes, certainly he'd be somebody I would very much consider. Of course, Abbott dismissed the possibility of running for national office. He is apparently dedicated to the Lone Star State. I doubt seriously anybody's going to want another Franklin Delano Roosevelt serving in the White House. I know history repeats itself, right? No. It took him 3 years to do something. He collected millions of dollars and said that he was going to put up a border wall, got donations, and then did what? Well, we had people on the show that were talking to us from the border that said all they've done is put up 6 foot high chain link fence. They're cutting through it like butter. That's not a border wall. So he lied, yet he's still in the governor's chair. He'll permanently be in a chair. I don't know about the governor's chair, but Trump, seriously, why would you even make statements like that? You need to stop that, Mr. President. You need to stop that. I know you're popular. I mean, he just won the Missouri and Idaho caucuses over the weekend, and Michigan's 51 delegate votes have finally been cast for Trump as of today. So far in all of the primaries and caucuses, except for D.C., she's been blown out of each contest. Yet she still continues to challenge Trump. The Queen of the Swamp appears likely to do so all the way to tomorrow, which is Super Tuesday. So the Washington, D.C. primary, Haley got 62.8% of the vote, as opposed to Trump's 33.2. She won more than 60%, so she now gets all of the district's 19 delegates. The district is deep blue, with 92% voting for Biden in 2020. Why do they want Nimrata? Because she's Queen of the Swamp. And they know that if she gets in office, she's going to give Congress and the Democrats everything they want, including World War III. Don't you think? Just thought I'd throw it out there. I'll have more on what's going on with the voting here after these important messages from the Power Hour and the Power Mall. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Hello,
34 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here where we are on this Monday, March 4th, the day before Super Tuesday. The North Dakota Republican primary is today. I wanted to comment quickly about the Queen of the Swamp, not Queen of the Roller Derby. Remember that Leon Russell song, Queen of the Roller Derby? Yeah, might as well have been. I guess she got blocked and jammed by the Trump campaign. See, her campaign basically said, while Nikki Haley has been soundly rejected throughout the rest of America, she was just crowned Queen of the Swamp by lobbyists and D.C. insiders that want to protect the status quo, said campaign press secretary Caroline Leavitt in a statement. And why is that? Because she's the first woman to win a Republican presidential primary in U.S. history. And, of course, Haley campaign spokesperson Olivia Perez-Cuba said in a statement, it's not surprising Republicans closest to Washington dysfunction are rejecting Donald Trump and all of his chaos. Oh, my goodness. She sounds like a Democrat, doesn't she? Oh, my. So, here's the other thing, because Super Tuesday is tomorrow. And before we go to the phones, I want to comment on that, because after that, then we'll talk about economic issues and things that are probably going to affect the vote. The U.S. Supreme Court, you remember, they were asked to rule on President Trump being able to appear on primary and general election ballots across the country. In a very unusual update to its schedule yesterday, the court said that as early as today, the Supreme Court of the United States could issue its ruling. And if it is, it said it will be posted online at 10 a.m. Washington time, which is when this show ends in Central Time. The court is not going to take to the bench to make the announcement. It's just going to post it. So you'll have to go to the Supreme Court. I'm sure everybody's watching it, because they're supposed to decide today. Because, see, Super Tuesday is tomorrow, so they have to decide whether he's going to remain on the ballot. So far, Trump's name is on the ballot, but it could be discounted if they didn't. See, what the Supreme Court's going to have to understand is all these voters out there who want Trump would be disenfranchised. And you want to see the lawsuits coming then? Taking away somebody's right to vote? Huh. You see, that's where this whole thing, they can sit there and make these insurrection arguments till they drop dead. It's not going to change anything. People are going to get disenfranchised from voting for the candidate of their choice if the Supreme Court goes the other way. Well, I don't believe they will. Because, see, tomorrow, Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, and Virginia, and the territory of American Samoa will be casting their ballots. And Iowa will be announcing the results of their caucuses and whatnot on Super Tuesday. They held their traditional caucuses on the 15th of January. The state's Democrats opted to break with tradition and hold a vote by mail caucus with the results to be announced tomorrow. So a change is a result of the DNC's controversial decision to make South Carolina the first state on its primary calendar. So that's basically what's happening. So, you know, if your state is participating in early voting, if you're going to wait till tomorrow because of your allegiance to voting on the day of, you could be standing in a line. So if you have early voting available, you may want to take advantage of it today, before things get dicey tomorrow, because God only knows what's going to happen. We'll be watching the Supreme Court website today, because they're expecting a ruling. So today or by 7 a.m. tomorrow, I mean, they've got to decide. So there you have it. That's kind of the craziness of the way things are going right now. Phil in Florida, good morning. Welcome to the show, sir.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you. And just try to get a few things in about the Trump and J6. And but back to Leon Russell and the shelter people, the song that came to mind, maybe the listeners know it, Stranger in a Strange Land. But I'm going to jump right into the Trump and J6. I think it's just unacceptable that Trump did not pardon the J6 folks before leaving office in 2021. And I believe that, I'm not a reporter, but I think somehow we, the people and reporters, need to confront him on that in addition to confronting him on. Yes, wait a second. I think we need to confront this man on that. And, if it was a popular vote and the votes were counted fairly, the man would win in a major whatever it's called, landslide, and I'm going to vote for him when he's up for election.
Phil, I got a question for you, Phil. How
again,
can Phil? I got a question.
Yes.
I mean, this is a logical question. I appreciate where you're going with this, but I got a logical question for you, Phil. How do you pardon somebody that hasn't been convicted yet?
I'm not a lawyer, but man, he just left them hanging, and I know all these other, he just left these poor people hanging, and maybe we can get, I know you're very versed in the law and all, but maybe we can get a guest sometime to do a segment on it. And
Phil,
and
you know what?
Trump,
I'm going to get Jonathan, your, Phil, I'm going to get Jonathan Emord on the call. I'm going to get Jonathan Emord, and I'm going to have him on here. We're going to try to get him on as quick as we can because he's a constitutional attorney, and I think he will agree with me. And yes, I agree what you're saying. I believe that Trump needs to, stand up and be counted, so to speak, because so far everybody's just pointed fingers at him and accused him of being an insurrectionist. But the real problem with the Supreme Court, Phil, is that, they're basically looking at what could happen to every future president who opens his mouth and says anything about challenging an election or challenging the results or telling somebody to peacefully protest. And when they get to the Capitol building, the whole thing was a trap. And he knew it, and he was told to shut up about it and not say anything. But he has said that if he gets elected, he's probably going to be pardoning everybody that was convicted and sentenced to prison. I really believe he will do that because he already knows they've targeted all of these Republicans and all these people who felt disenfranchised. And if they do this again, what do you think is going to happen? That's the bigger question, Phil. What's going to happen again? Are we going to have a revolution in D.C. now? Are we actually going to have an insurrection where people actually, 200,000 people show up fully armed with AR-15s? Biden's worst nightmare? I mean, what do you think is going to happen, sir?
Okay, I don't think that's going to happen, I'd love to hear your guest in the past, Don Jeffries, the author, who's a columnist as well, over on a weekly guest on Rents, talk about the Trumpenstein Project, like Frankenstein Project, and he's done a lot. And I think we need to have, they talk about vetting and all that. And if this man is going to represent us, he's got to get some marching orders, man. And he's got to get some marching orders. And like what happened out in Arizona this past weekend with, I'm not familiar with this sovereign people law and common law stuff. But that blonde woman who put the board of supervisors on notice and they ran out of the place, she's been interviewed all over the internet. And she, basically the gist of it, the common theme of her talks is that we have the power and we need to take it back. And she actually used the theme of the Power Hour, knowledge is power. She just forgot the powerhour.com part of it. But I'm going to shut up and listen.
Thank you, Phil. I appreciate it. God bless you, sir. I appreciate it, your dedication. That's the one thing. One, thank you for listening to the show. We always let you have an opinion. We always do. It's okay. You know, I understand. My question, it popped right in my head. How do you convict somebody that, you know, pardon somebody that hadn't been convicted yet? That's what I want to know. I agree that Trump does need to answer to a few things, like why Operation Warp Speed was his idea. We know it wasn't his idea. It was science. It was Big Pharma. It was Fauci. It was all the people connected to Fauci. And we're supposed to trust the CDC and the NIH and Echo Health Alliance. We're supposed to trust all these people now after what they did. Oh, and then all of a sudden now the WHO is going to come in with their pandemic treaty. How's that going to work? I just don't see anybody having any respect for it. What do you think's going to happen when the blue state cities try to lock everybody down and say, you have to wear a mask, you have to stay indoors. When you get in your car, you must wear a mask. Why don't you just put a plastic bag over your head, Mr. and Mrs. Politician, and choke yourself to death? You think we're going to believe this stupidity from you people? Friggin' morons. You really must think Americans are stupid. Retardandos is what they are. I think the first time people started seeing their loved ones dropping dead, what's that phrase they call it? Died suddenly. Yeah, I think that woke up a bunch of people. And of course, the media downplays it. Oh, he was a kind soul and he will be sadly missed. End of story. They don't want to talk about why he died suddenly. Yeah, amazing how that works, isn't it? No, we can't point a finger at the jab. If we did that, my God, there would be revolution. Oh, my. That is a nervous laugh. Jeff in North Carolina, how are you, sir? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Appreciate you as always. Hey, Dave, I got a question. I don't want this to sound like a dumb question, but...
Nothing is a dumb question, Jeff.
Okay, all right. I'm curious. I think I had heard this before. The people right now that they're really going after for the January 6th thing... are they using facial recognition off the tapes and off the stuff, the recordings that they have and so forth? Is that how they're going after a lot of these people?
They are. And not only that, but they're everybody. Here's the problem. There's some Supreme Court is right now, Jeff, ruling on whether or not, because there's two cases that have been filed, and that is has to do with the surveillance state. And so what's going on there is they're going to be ruling on whether or not they're allowed, social media is allowed to censor people and remove comments they don't like. What's free speech? What's not free speech? People get on social media and they expected to, you know, if they want to call somebody a retardando on social media and all of a sudden it gets canceled, they get offended and they start suing because that's not freedom of speech. That's, you know, well, we're canceling out disinformation and we have a right to, we have a responsibility to maintain decorum on our social media websites. Well, don't you think that they should post some sort of notice saying if you put offensive comments up here, we're going to shut down your account? But they don't do that. That's not in there. No, it's you violated our community standards clause because it's vague and ambiguous and they don't give a damn. So, you know, the bigger problem that we've got right now is the ability to be on social media. But this is exactly because the people get on social media and they protest on social media. They put their pictures on social media. And that is how they're being synced up and their phone records. And their government is using their social media and the pictures on their social media to physically identify the person so they can go arrest them.
Wow. Wow. That isn't that something? I'll tell you, man, I just is amazing how well, like you just said a minute ago, the retardandos, man. I mean, the people in this country, man, I wonder what has happened to their brains. I'm going to say this, Dave. I'll get off here real quick. I was listening to something the other day, and they said, do you find it hard to have good conversation, logical, intelligent conversation with people? And I do all the time. I keep to myself most of the time. some people I try to talk to, you just, it's like talking to the wall in front of you. And it really, I mean, do you, I'm sure you see this too, Dave, and probably everybody that listens to your show, but it really is amazing. And it's so sad to see the country the way it's going. But anyway, I'll get off here. God bless you, man. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Jeff. Thanks for your call. Kevin in Ohio. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, fine, Dave. I hope you're fine. Hey, we're going to have great. 75 degrees. We're going to have 75 degrees here today.
Yeah, we're close.
No winter. I'm going to bring up a subject that I think it's a little lacking in preparedness. And it really, seeing's believing. I've always heard about ham operators working with real low voltage, you know, or what power output, what like 50 watts and so forth. And I'm taking my walk around the park, our state park here this weekend, and there's a car sitting in one of the parking lots there, and the guy had about a 6-foot antenna on top of his car, his SUV. And I just couldn't help myself. I went over and I asked him, I said, are you using ham radio? And he says, no. I believe what he's using was a transceiver. He had it mounted on his dash. He had a microphone. And he was on a network called State Park, something like State Park Networks. And what he does, him and his wife sit in a car, and he's corresponding with people in state parks. He was reaching out to California with 50 watts right here in Ohio. And he had a telegraph key I'd never seen before. Did you ever see one that has, that works both ways? It's like a double.
No.
One finger pushes on one side, and or he can push with the other, you know, like his thumb, his finger, thumb, his finger. And he could just tap out Morse code like crazy.
Interesting.
So there he is. He has a little 12-volt battery. He can reach out. But second to that, and that's a possibility with some investigation, but second to that, if people have CB radios, you know, you can reach out to, what, 25, 30 miles with those? So
maybe
if things shut down, you could communicate with family, friends, and so forth.
Well, if you've got an EMP shield in your truck or your car, and you have a CB radio in there that's tied into the battery and whatnot, and the CB radio is not attached to anything but the battery, and it's protected from EMP, and things go down. And yes, I believe if your homestead is additionally protected and has battery backup, you probably would be able to communicate. But you see, do you, Kevin, really think, because I mean, since you brought it up, it's a valid point. Do you really think Americans are that prepared to engage in that manner, given what we know?
Well, just a CB radio for people that want to do something, short of an EMP, is a good way when things break down to talk, you know?
That's my point. Yeah, I get it. If things break down and all of a sudden you have vehicles stuck on the side of the highway, they're probably going to be blocking traffic, and then you might be talking your way out of a dangerous situation. Hard to say. We don't know, because it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, even one at home, you know. So
yeah,
things like that. I just thought it might be a good topic to explore sometime, Dave. That's fine.
Yeah, I think it would be good. I mean, you know, it just gives you the opportunity to go, breaker, breaker, breaker. Hey, what do you say, good buddy?
Yeah.
Yeah, you communicate with people.
Yep. Well, that's right. Thanks, Dave.
I appreciate it, Kevin. And see, the thing is, what kind of conversation do you think you'd have with these folks? I'll bet you would have so many like-minded conversations out there, because these truckers know what's going on. These truckers are not ashamed to talk about it, and you're going to hear a lot of stuff about how radical things are right now, because the truckers are right in the middle of the supply chain issue, all of the things going on economically. It's nuts. We're going to get into more of that after we get back, but I appreciate your call, Kevin. Thanks for your donation as well. Homelessness, by the way, for those of you veterans out there, Homelessness has risen among U.S. veterans for the first time in 12 years, and what's causing it? The immigration crisis. You guessed it. National, state, and local governments are spending billions of dollars to house, feed, clothe, and provide medical care for millions of illegal immigrants, invaders. Homelessness among U.S. vets has all of a sudden taken a jump. This is HUD reporting this. 7.4% increase in veteran homelessness between 2022 and 2023. 35,000 veterans are homeless on any given night. Over the course of the year, almost twice as many vets may experience homelessness. HUD estimates nearly 13% of the homeless population of adults are veterans. Kate Monroe is a USMC veteran and CEO of Vetcom.us, calling the situation the ultimate betrayal by the U.S. government. She's also running as a California Republican congressional candidate. It's amazing how they, you know, take a stand. That's what it's all about. We'll be back with more of your phone calls and discussion about what's going on in this country here on the Power Hour after these important messages from the Power Hour and the Power Mall. Stay with
us. Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.